Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Our 3 o'clock theme song from Georgie Music, Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. And we had a unfortunate Panthers outcome last night, but hopefully Panthers will be able to straighten it out tomorrow. Watch a little NBA Finals tonight. Mike Cugno is going to join us this hour from Edmonton, and we can talk a little Panthers hockey with him. We've got boots on the ground in Edmonton.
Yes.
You happen to have that sound, Solana, of Paul Maurice I sent you earlier. This is what I was telling you at the beginning of the show, Crowder. This is Paul Maurice talking about Thomas Nosek and that delay of game penalty where, you know, puck goes into the stands. So now you've got overtime where you, I mean, you're doing everything not to make a mistake. And now you give Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl a power play and they win it. So I'm watching the press conference, the post-game press conference last night, and someone asks Coach Paul Maurice, this is why I love Paul Maurice. I thought this was such a great answer. Someone asked him, what do you say to Thomas Nosek now after that just happened? And here's the back and forth.
Tough break for Thomas. Ends up being critical. As a coach, what do you say to him in a moment like that?
Well, just remind him after the game of being down 0-2 to Toronto and that line came in and changed everything for us and how we're not here without Thomas Nosek. It's a tough break. So we just make sure he doesn't eat alone tonight. He's got lots of people sitting at his table and reminding him of how good he's been to us. And it's going to be a tough one. He's going to eat that one for a day. But he's, from his penalty kill to, again, that line really changed the flow of that Toronto series. Just we'll remind him of that a whole bunch of times before the puck drops.
You know what I love about him?
So, that's awesome.
So many coaches would go, oh, it's a team game, and we win and lose as a team. You know, like the most hackneyed response. Mm-hmm. And Paul Maurice was honest there. He's like, yeah, he's going to eat that one for a day, but we're going to be back here, you know, on Friday doing our thing and I'll remind him. And he's right. You know, they don't get through that Toronto series without the fourth line and Thomas Nosek. And so I like that he's honest about everything, you know, where, you know, some coaches in that situation, they go, oh, I don't know. I wouldn't look at one play. And like, he's acknowledging there. Yeah, that probably cost us the game, but you know what? We're probably not in this game without Thomas Nosek earlier in the playoffs, and so he's not going to eat alone tonight. We'll make sure there's a lot of people at his table, and we'll move on with it. I love the way Paul Maurice approaches it.
And the honesty, the players love it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't come in here. Like, don't – you're going to cuss me out. You think I meant to do that? And, like, that's what Coach is saying. Yeah, you – that can't – you know, that was a bad play on his side, but Remember the last series when he was balling? Like, let's not put that aside either. Let's look at it in totality. I know he's mad. I'm not going to pile on top of his anger. And we're going to adjust it. And he's going to be balling like he was. And he's been for the whole season. They all like George Richards and Red Deer and all them say like he knows the pulse, that pulse of the locker room type thing. That's a perfect example how it is. Hey, you're already piling on yourself. Remember last series. Remember what you did last game. Come on now, tighten up. Let's go ahead and win game two. That's what especially professional players, Hawk, they know they messed up. They need to hear. Hey,
right, and he kind of relaxes it too. He talks matter of fact. Like, you know, again, I think there's some coaches who would take the approach of, we absolutely cannot make mistakes like that in an overtime period when we're playing against a team of that caliber. So that's something that will get corrected, which is just piling on. Like, I just love the way Paul Maurice responds to and approaches that kind of stuff.
And I said it where I told the story before with Charlie Strong. X and O's, this and that, too high, single high, all this crap. We'd be in big, huge games, Florida, UGA, you know, Florida State, Florida, all these games. And he'd call me to the sideline, and I'm thinking he's going to talk about watching the left guard. And he'd be like, Crowder, you're All-American, right? Well, go play like one, big dog. Like it would bring it to like a human standpoint, not like this X and O intricate problem. And it kind of then I'd like reset. Like, you're right, coach. Man, let me go ahead and make a play. Let me go ahead and ball. And that's what good coaches do.
We have some breaking news. Solana, Doug Plagans in Edmonton has just tweeted us a picture of Earl of Sandwich.
What do you do to confessions, Hawk? I've never ate an Earl of Sandwich. It doesn't even sound,
you know that,
it doesn't sound appealing.
Well, what doesn't sound appealing? Earl of Sandwich is a guy.
I know, like, I don't wanna eat a guy.
Why not?
But that's Solana's favorite place. I've eaten Earl of Sandwich a few times. There used to be one in the Boca Mall. It has since closed.
Really?
It's been closed for, maybe 5-6 years.
I didn't know they came out east.
Yeah. You only saw it in Vegas?
Well, because Crowder goes to Vegas all the time.
I've seen Earl of Sandwich signs.
They're all over. They're on the turnpike.
When we go, Earl of Sandwich is right next to Wendy's and KFC on the turnpike. And yep. I'm going to eat at KFC or Wendy's waiting for Earl of Sandwich.
Well, Solana loves Earl of Sandwich. Doug Plagans just tweeted us a picture of Earl of Sandwich, and he writes, Hockman, Crowder, Solana should come to Edmonton to do a live remote from here. So Len, if you're listening, Paul, if you're listening, if you can get us out there for tomorrow, we will do the show at Earl of Sandwich. We will chow down on the full Montague, and we'll have the time of our lives.
Roasted beef.
Haven't we heard?
Turkey. Swiss, cheddar, lettuce, and they don't just have any tomatoes. They have aroma tomatoes. I mean, are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
And Crowder,
like 20 hours to get there?
Earl's secret mustard sauce.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Is it better than Pub Subs and Subway?
No.
It don't got Pub Subs. Subway, I'm not a big Subway fan, but Pub Sub, they got something. And I know it ain't got LaSpadas.
And I know this is heresy, but I feel like Pub Subs have fallen off a bit.
Oh, goodness. What are you speaking of?
The bread has gotten too bready.
So you want it lettucey?
Yeah, less bready.
Like thinner bread or just less yeast?
Like,
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. It's something has fallen off on Pub Subs. I still like them. Don't get me wrong. But if you're doing like, you know, multi-unit location sub rankings, I think you got to go Wawa number one in South Florida.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
It's a gas station, Hawk.
Well, it's a gas station from Philly, and they know how to make a sub. So I'm going to go Wawa number one. What would be number two? I told you, DJ and I, few months ago. We went to, what's the place that's real fast?
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy Jones.
Yeah, that was crazy fast. I don't even know if the sub was good or not, because I was just so amazed at how quickly it was out to us.
Yeah.
So it might be number 2. It might be number 30. Yeah. I don't know. I have no recollection of anything other than the service.
They just gave it to you so fast. You have no idea.
That's my specialty.
No, it goes. I don't know. We're arguing through because it goes La Spada's, Publix. And then you can go with 3, whatever you want to do.
Well, Spada's is probably, it's either 1 or 2. I'm with you. I think Wawa's 1, just for ease of, you know, La Spada's, it's very intimidating sometimes, kind of like the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. If you get it wrong, they look at each other, you know, like I like to say provolone. Because I want to make sure that they understand that I'm down with it.
You're intimidated by the little kid slicing the meat?
Yeah, because they all got the La Spada shirts on. They're going to put on a big show for you, throwing the meat. And it's like, oh, you better, you know, oh, I don't want any pepper. They look at each other. No pepper. And it's like... You know, and it's like, what is the... Leroy Horde's texting me, have them scoop the bread at Publix.
I've heard that, where they mush out all the white part.
Yeah, I used to do that at Subway when I was the opposite of carbo loading. And it's just like, now I'm sitting there, they have to go get like an ice cream scooper, and I'm the guy holding up the line because they're scooping out the bread for me. I don't know, it just feels wrong.
Refer to... watching your carbs as the opposite of carbo loading.
Yeah.
Strange. Why don't you say when I was watching my carbs? Why would you call it the opposite of carbo loading?
Some people try to overconsume carbs. I was doing
it's
the opposite.
Like if when you put your car in drive, do you say I'm doing the opposite of reverse now?
It would be correct if I said it. It wouldn't be inaccurate.
I think I've told y'all this before, and obviously don't listen. It's carb loading. It's not carbo loading.
No, it's carbo loading. We've
carbo
done
loading. It's carbohydrate.
Yeah,
carbohydrate.
No, it's,
carbo.
No,
yeah, it's a carbo. It's, I mean, it's not even
it's
up for debate.
It's a slang phrase, and it's carb loading. Mm-mm. Carbo loading. That's it's not.
No, it's carbo loading.
Text Hawk Leroy. He listens to you more than me. Text Hawk Leroy. Tell him it's carb loading.
Well, Leroy's only right if I agree with him. I mean, that's obvious. Justin, my friend, who was at Funky Buddha with us last night, he says V&S Deli in Boca. And everyone says that. But I got to do like multi-location places for the sake of this, because you would go, I'm sure, Hungry Bear down in Kendall. Like there's little one-off spots, but we're talking multi-location. Wawa is it. But I think we're all in agreement that Publix is just fading for some unknown reason. I'm not certain why.
No. I don't know, Hawk. I just had a pub sub the other day. It was delicious.
You know, my friend Jim DeJoseph, his son James, works at Publix in the deli area. And we were out the other night with the families. And he was telling a story. He'd never heard the radio bit before. He said, you're not going to believe why I'm late. Something like this. Some lady... at the Publix line, the sub line, I think didn't like the lettuce or something that he had in the little metal tin. Mm-hmm. And he had to go and walk to the produce section.
Oh, my God.
Get a new head of lettuce while people are waiting. So I told him my whole bit about, you know, the person who has to have cantaloupe all of a sudden on there, because they're not allowed to say no. Like if it's in the store and you want it on the sub, like it, and people don't. He's like, she wanted that, and then she wanted, like, fresh sliced carrots or something. He goes, it was a good 30 minutes with one customer at Publix. I mean, that's just, it's insane. That drives me crazy.
I hate it. But do you rush when you're doing yours? Because if I'm third in line.
I get on the app.
Okay, because if I'm third in line, I'm pissed. But if it's my turn, I don't rush my turn. Throw a couple more jalapenos. Are those banana peppers? Let me get a banana pepper.
Too. I'm very polite when it comes to that stuff. If there's one person in line behind me, I just grab popcorn chicken and I bail. I don't want anyone to have to wait on account of me.
Jack, I want one olive every 4 inches.
Huh? You're brutal, though. Like, I told Hawk, just give me the whatever's cut up. I don't want the boar's head turkey if it's not cut up. I'll take Publix turkey if it's already cut up. Because
I won't do. Yeah. It has to be boar's head.
No. Like, I'll take whatever you have. That turkey, it's 3 days old, no problem. Just throw it right out.
By the way, confirming it's carbo loading.
He didn't say carbo loading.
I looked at it briefly. It either said carb or carbo loading, but I'm pretty sure it was carbo loading.
It's not.
Let's get
I really used to be the guy to be like, whatever turkey's available. That 3 day old turkey is dry as construction paper. I gotta have the boar's head.
Boar's head. It's just a far superior turkey. I don't know why. I don't know where it walks. I don't know what they feed it. I don't know the gobble, but I'm telling you that boar's head. They coat it. Do they coat it with the maple and the honey while the turkey's still alive, or do they wait till it's dead? I don't even know. I don't know how any of it. I don't know how any of it works.
It eats honey and maple while it's alive and gets it inside out and outside.
No wonder it tastes so damn good. No wonder it tastes so damn good.
That's mind over matter.
All right, Quick look at the headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
It really is mind over matter, because if you take that Publix turkey, you slap a boar's head sticker on it, you would have no idea. You would have no idea.
Not true.
I agree with a lot of that stuff where it's just marketing and whatever, but no, you could tell.
So do I. Saltine crackers versus Publix brand crackers. Yeah. You're not going to find a difference, but there are certain ones. Don't tell me that a Ritz cracker tastes like a townhouse, because it doesn't.
No.
And you know how I feel about Oreos and Hydrox. Don't even get me started.
How is Hydrox still in business?
Hydrox. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. You have Hydrox in your pantry.
The Florida Panthers lost game one of the Stanley Cup final last night to the Edmonton Oilers. They blew a 3-1 lead in that game, and they end up losing in overtime. Leon Draisaitl opened up the scoring a minute and like 60 seconds in, or a minute and 50 seconds in.
Do have a little breaking news, actual breaking news. Go ahead. Confirm this is actually him. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. 768,000 followers. Hold on. Let me double check this.
Uh-oh.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Because I got a push notification from CBS saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm getting the same exact thing from Adam Schefter. Aaron Rodgers plans to fly to Pittsburgh this week and participate in the Steelers' mandatory minicamp next week.
All right, there you go. So Aaron Rodgers will be your Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. Text RC. See what he thinks.
I didn't get not one push notification.
You're barely hanging on by a thread with your internet. You think you're getting push notifications?
Let me go to Facebook.
That'll reach Facebook in like 4 days, though. Right. You got to give it some time.
What are you on there? You on your fave five there on your Metro PCS?
I'll check MySpace.
They had Earl of Sandwich. I just got the Earl of Sandwich tweet.
All right, go ahead with the headline. Sorry to interrupt. I won't have enough time with Cunha.
Draisaitl opened up the scoring yesterday and then ended it in overtime. It was the two best players on their team that ended it. McDavid to Draisaitl. Game two is tomorrow, 8 p.m., even though the game yesterday started at 8:20 what, Hawk? Like 8:26?
About 8:25, 8:26.
I mean, come on. What are we doing there?
What are we doing here? I felt so bad, like, for, you know, it goes to overtime. I don't have to get up today. So I'm sitting there. I'm at Funky Buddha. I'm having the time of my life. There are people, like, and Justin next to me, the electrician, he's like, I have an 8 a.m. gig that I have to be at, you know? Like, and I mean, the ticket wizard, he's like, I'm falling asleep here on my couch.
Do you understand that y'all aren't infants? Grown No. people need 4 hours of sleep a day. 4 or 5 hours max of sleep a day.
Some people didn't get it last night because of how early they had to get up.
No.
How about that?
They go home. At, Justin, love him. Justin's a nice dude, too. He has whole family. They're nice. He gets home at 2. He has an 8 o'clock. You wake up 6:30. You just got 4.5 hours of sleep. You're a grown man.
Nah, not enough.
Yes, yes. Babies need 8 hours of sleep.
No.
You know how long I slept last night? 37 minutes.
Actually, we were in Vegas. And I go, hey, how'd you sleep last night? He goes, I slept in the bathtub. I let the shower run and fill up. And then as it gets to the top, I drain it. And then once it drains out, he goes, I like the feeling of being, you know, in the shower, it's dark there. Like, I'm sure we had been out drinking or something. And so he's like, so I go, but you did that all night long as you slept? As you slept, you slept, but you would have to keep draining and then turning the shower back on. Yeah. Like you'd have constant movement. You'd have to be a little bit aware.
That's crowded.
Like, oh yeah. He's like, oh yeah, very relaxing. It was very nice.
Yeah. When you have the showers where the tub, because I have like a shower separate from the tub. But if I'm in a hotel where there's a shower, like the tub is under the shower head, I'll get in the shower, plug it up, let the shower run on my chest as I sleep. When it gets too high and I start hearing that when it's going down the hole, I let all the water out. Then I clog it back up and let the water run on me again. I'm not paying the water bill. It's really, really relaxing.
Hawk, that's got to be CTE sleep, like some sort of side effect from
There's CTE. No way. That's interstellar stuff. Like there's something is so off with being able to do that all night and feel like you got a good night's sleep. I actually think that's the way they torture people at Guantanamo Bay.
First off, y'all's full night of sleep is 9 hours because you sleep like infants. My full night of sleep is a good 4.5. I've told y'all before,
hours.
Like, that's crazy.
But and I like Glory to even, like
my wife. You and Jakeem Grant get swaddled for naps. Asia, it's all the time. If two Beatles kiss, I wake up. If a rat farts, I wake up. Like, I sleep so light, it's crazy.
But you're waterboarding yourself to sleep, dude.
That's what I'm saying. It's the strangest thing.
It's not normal.
I'm building a callus. If I ever get kidnapped, waterboard. Come on, win it, big man.
You enjoying this, Crowder? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Actually, I love this.
Can you turn off the lights when you do this, please? I'll doze off a little bit.
I'm in the dark. I turn the bathroom light off, and I waterboard myself for 4 hours, 5 hours.
Who's next, Mr. Captors?
Crazy, man. NBA Finals, Game 1, tonight, 8:30 p.m., from Oklahoma City. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Hey. GetRaccidentAttorneys.com.
Craziest thing. You said it, Hawk. Only reason I cut you off, Solana. Text. Ryan Clark. Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. You told me to ask.
I want to know what he thinks. But don't share it on the air. Because you know what happens when you start sharing stuff on the air. That needs to be vetted first.
Let's go to break. Let's go to break. Let's go to break.
Anything else, Solana?
Call Demesman and Dover Law Firm, 866-954-MORE, yourraccidentattorneys.com for free consultations. It is partly cloudy. It is humid. And it's like 80-something degrees. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you know what the tornado maneuver is?
Hawk and Crowder.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 in Miami is boots on the ground in Edmonton. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's running wild on the streets of Edmonton.
I don't think there's wild running.
Are you running wild on the streets of Edmonton, Cugno?
Brother, I found a beach today. I was at the beach in Edmonton. They have this
beach
big
in Edmonton?
Mall. They have a giant mall, second largest mall in North America, and it's got a beach.
Oh, I love them all. You know, Solana's never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Neither have I.
What?
I parked there.
You've been to a big mall Edmonton, Alberta, but you've never been to Sawgrass Mills?
I've been to Mall of America's in Minnesota. I've been to the West Edmonton Mall, lovely place. Sawgrass Mills, yeah, I don't think I've ever actually gone in it. I parked there.
Wow.
Why?
For a Panther game. What do you mean, why?
No, why haven't you gone in? Oh, like, yeah. It's a gigantic mall.
Solana, help me out here.
Yeah, well, I know why.
Cugno. You're from Kendall.
We have Dolphin Mall.
We have Dadeland.
We have Dolphin Mall.
You guys can't be serious.
Town and country.
You can't be serious saying Dadeland and town and country in the same breath as Sawgrass Mills.
Ooh, rest in peace, Blue Martini, by the way, in town and country.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more Cougars in Kendall.
Talk about Cugno running wild with Blue Martini.
I know Cugno did well at Blue Martini.
Blue Martini.
They like me at Blue Martini, and Mike gas me.
All right, let me get back control of this here. Cugno, was last night's game? Will we look back on it at the end of the series and say that's the one that got away?
But the Panthers still might win the series. So, you may have given one away, but man, let me tell you something: the energy in this building to start that game. And every time there's an Oilers goal, like it's another level. I'm not surprised that they got off to that hot start and it just kind of snowballed once they started coming back. You had to expect, I think, with everything that's gone on the last 2 years with the Oilers and them trying to come back against the Cats. Like, they were going to get one here. I don't think anyone thought the Panthers were going to come out of here 2-0. So it's still fine, you know? Like, you get the next one tomorrow, and you've done your job. You've retaken home ice advantage.
And, Mike, we heard and we saw how, you know, how similar – I don't know, similar or, you know, how great these teams are, obviously, there in the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, watching it live, does it look like, okay, yeah, like, this is going to go late in the series and these two teams is going to be decided late? Because, like you're saying, Panthers dominated for two periods, mm-hmm. and then you saw the greatness of Draisaitl and Connor McDavid.
McDavid, yeah. Yeah, it's – I mean – it was an instant classic. When you're in the building, you felt that it was going to be an instant classic no matter who ended up winning there in overtime, because the Panthers certainly had their chances in the first 3 or 4 minutes of OT. But, you know, the Panthers knew what they had to do. They knew they had to keep their foot on the gas. That's what a couple of them told me in the locker room, because of how quickly the Oilers can respond. Now, it was interesting that, you know, that they kind of chipped away. It wasn't the two goals in a minute type of response, which they're certainly capable of. So I think you do have to give the Panthers a little credit. They were able to do some things at times to disrupt McDavid. I mean, I watched Seth Jones kind of use McDavid's speed against him one time, and it forced an offside with Draisaitl crossing the line. So, I mean, I think they're okay. They just have to be better. You just can't make the little mistakes. The Nosek power play goal, or penalty, excuse me, was the little mistake you did not want, especially something like that, throwing a puck over a board.
We see this a lot in the NBA, Cuño, where a team will build the big lead, and then they almost get into like a prevent offense where they're playing not to lose rather than playing to win. And we know how aggressive the Panthers are on both sides of the ice. Is it fair to say yesterday that they had that 3-1 lead and they played not to lose the rest of the way? Because very rarely do you see the Panthers get outplayed, not just for a period, but for almost 40 minutes of hockey after they took the 3-1 lead. It was Edmonton the rest of the way.
Yeah, they kind of traded periods there. I'll say this about prevent. I'm not going to completely buy into that, because in that second period, after it went 3-1 and then it became 3-2, the Panthers really were peppering Stuart Skinner, and he just started to make saves. He's standing on his head, and you just kind of feel it in the building. The fans started to like build with it. Like, with each save he started to make, the energy started to come back into the place. And to me, I know he gave up 3 goals, but you got to give him a ton of credit, because even though it's 3-1, it's not like he tucked his tail between his legs and felt sorry for himself. No, he stayed in it. And I think, you know, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, they did their thing. But, man, Stuart Skinner, what he did, I thought, the flurry of shots that the Panthers put on him in that second period, because they outshot him 17-8, I think it was. Like, he stood his ground. And I think that's kind of where the game flipped.
Mike Cuño is with us from Edmonton. Does someone need to play better on Friday? Is there someone that you looked at last night and you said, you know what, that guy's got to play better?
You know, I don't want to say the Panthers have to play a perfect game, but because of the speed and what McDavid and Draisaitl can do, you just can't have bad penalties. You can't have too many men on the ice. You can't throw the puck over the board. And to me, it's just that. I think most Panthers have complete trust in what this team is doing. Barkov had some big shifts. Verhaeghe looked amazing at times. Sam Bennett. You just can't make the simple mistakes.
But isn't it, to that point, isn't it the defense? We have a lead, and there was some stat, I think under Paul Maurice, they were 30-0 after leading 3-1, you know, going into the third or whatever that stat was, but they don't give up late leads. Play damn defense, Mike. I don't know if I'm simplifying it. Play damn defense.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. So there was the second goal. If you go back and rewind the tape, and everyone will look at like the shot, maybe it should have been saved, but there was a kind of an unlucky break there for the Panthers. I think they were about to have a 3-on-2, and Barkov loses a stick, and the puck gets passed to him. So he has to kind of boot it up the ice. And so they lose a chance on a really good scoring threat, and who knows, maybe even put that game away there. And the puck just, it turns so quickly with this Oilers team And it was just a bad break. Defense, I mean, what are you going to do? It's Connor McDavid, it's Leon Draisaitl, probably two of the top players in the world. You have to expect they're going to get goals. It's not going to be like games 1-3 last year where they were able to contain them and, you know, hold them to like no shots or whatever it was. You have to expect that they're going to strike it sometime.
Hey, Cugno, when Draisaitl scores the overtime goal, how loud was it in that building? Because I was driving, I'm on 95 going south. I'm listening to Doug Plagans on the radio call, and I couldn't hear Doug Plagans announce the goal because of how loud that stadium got. I imagine being in there. I mean, you've been to some of the best moments, like UM Notre Dame a couple years ago. We always bring that up. Ray Allen game 6. Like, how loud was it in there?
This place is impressive. I'll say that. And you can tell how much this means to Canada. Because even the folks who aren't from Edmonton, like, obviously they want a cup back in Canada. But this place, man, when it's humming, it's about as loud as a building you can ever ask for or imagine. And when it's really interesting. Remember when Barry Bonds is like chasing the home run record and he comes up to bat and like ESPN News would flip over to him because everyone wants to see what's going to happen, like, for every single at bat.
Like with Mervis and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
But
well, similar.
Every time McDavid touches the puck, the building kind of floats. Like, everyone goes, oh, and they kind of like pop up out of their seats because of how fast and how quick he can flip the ice. Like, it's really, truly an impressive thing to see. I think I may have taken it for granted last year, but man, this, when the second he touches the puck, this building just expects that something big can happen. And last night it happened twice. The you know, sets up the equalizer and then of course the game winner.
Cugno, be honest. If the Panthers come back here down to nothing, will you secretly be rooting for them to get swept so you don't have to fly back to Edmonton?
No. Cugno. It's a long summer. It's a long summer.
Mike.
No. Listen, my job. Look, it hasn't been a. I'll say this, hasn't been a great trip to Edmonton because I had two very old man moments. I was using my BJ's wholesale card to try to get my hotel room, and that didn't work. And I almost like stormed to the front desk to talk to somebody about it. And then I fell in the shower, which I've never done, and it was bad. So I'm
what?
You know, like I'm dying up here. Guys, help.
You fell in the shower? That's very dangerous.
I know. You're telling me. I need like
you
more
have a
of
life
those,
alert?
Like, arm thing. No, I don't. I need one. Just took a bad step. And just, it was the slowest fall you could ever imagine. And now every time I get into the shower, this death trap of a shower, I have to hold on to that railing. For old folks, you know, like I'm like gripping that, like I'm holding on for dear life.
So you can bench 450 pounds, but you can't take a shower?
Can't stay on my feet. Yeah.
Life comes at you fast, Cugno.
Damn, man.
Yo,
you understand. Why were you pulling out the BJ's card? You thought it was a credit card?
No, I thought it was my room key.
Oh, you were trying to get into the room.
I was trying to get in my room, and it wouldn't scan. It kept going red, and now I'm getting mad because, you know, all I want to do is take a nap. And then I'm like heated, like steam coming my ears, going to the front desk, and I look back down, and it says BJ's. I'm like, oh, that's that's why.
I don't imagine he gets really heated, though. You wouldn't yell at someone at the front desk, would you? You're too kind for that.
You know, it would have been a stern talking to. You know what I mean? A good look him right in the eye.
Hey, hit him with a daggummit.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, right from Bobby Bowden.
Oh, how about that? We got some good nuggets here from Cugno. I do believe through all those stories and all the hemming and hawing, he does not want to go back to Edmonton and would be thrilled with the Oilers sweep at this point. But that's just
let me say something about that though. I could see this being a short series, but still a very tight series throughout. Like, I could see one of these teams winning in 5 games and it being like one goal results the whole way. And everyone will remember, oh, they beat them in 5 or they swept them, whatever. But it'll be a little bit more competitive than maybe the history books will remember.
I kind of feel like last night was a harbinger of things to come. I think we're going to see more overtime games. They're just evenly matched.
I thought falling in the shower was a harbinger of things to come, and I was right. You know,
it is. It is, by the way. It totally is. Mike Cugno, he is there in Edmonton, boots on the ground. And so what did they have media availabilities today? Did anyone talk to Thomas Noshek yet?
What time is it? It's 1:47 local time here.
3:47
45 minutes away from the Panthers taking the podium here at Rogers Place. So we're going to hear from them in a little less than an hour.
Have you hit Tim Hortons?
You know what? They have Tim Hortons coffee in the arena. So kind of, yes.
But I meant for a donut.
Here's life on the road is breakfast at the hotel, get to the arena, you eat the NHL meal, and then it's back to the hotel, and you hope that the restaurant is still open. That's life of a reporter on the road.
Well, it's not my life on the road. Doug Plagans just tweeted us a picture of Earl of Sandwich.
Well, I mean, you know, Doug's part of the team. I just
an outsider looking in.
I just watched him walk by.
Now, when I say just tweeted us, it was about an hour ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
You take advantage of the free breakfast at the Marriott, the little free breakfast, sausage, powdered eggs, and all that stuff, because I was just in Tampa with the free breakfast. It's delicious.
I get my money's worth on the eggs. You know, that giant bowl of eggs. I make them pay there. That's where I get like most of my protein for the day.
No sausage, though, right?
Turkey sausage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's better than a free breakfast, by the way? Doesn't a free breakfast, like, no matter what swill they put out there, like, it doesn't matter what they put out there. They could put out mud. And I'm like, oh, that free breakfast. I could be meeting someone for breakfast. Oh, free breakfast, though. I got to stop for the free breakfast.
Yeah, because you have to have, if it's free, you have to take it. No one passes up anything free.
You take,
how about Matt Mervis with his second ding-dong last night for Jacksonville?
Like we never left. Back on track.
We're going to Jacksonville. You want to come with us? It's me,
no, I'm good.
Crowder,
I'm good.
Solana, and Fred Taylor.
For what?
For a jumbo shrimp game.
Why are you doing that to Fred? Don't bother him.
He's the king of Jacksonville.
Yeah,
Duval.
Duval.
All right, Cugno's bored with us. Where are you?
I got a media room full of people wondering when the hell I'm going to be done with this interview. Like, what's going
on? Are you
on
in the media room right now? This is so uncomfortable for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm the worst. Jimmy making a phone call.
Hey, Hawk, he might not be interested in us going to Jacksonville now, but after the Stanley Cup final, trust me, Cugno is going to be looking for stories, and they'll send a camera crew.
You know what?
Local radio show goes to Jacksonville for Matt Mervis. That's a segment.
Local radio show and the Matt Mervis updates. Yeah. We're pitching it to you right now. What do you think?
You need to run this up the flagpole to Jim Barry? No, because you blamed me for the whole Mervis thing, and then went on the radio.
Right,
this is a chance for you to correct things with Mervis, the guy whose career you ruined. For jumping on the bandwagon and taking a radio bit and taking it to TV, even though I had my interview set up before you had him on. And I obviously showed him the thing as a friend. I thought it was good content. And then I get blamed for it.
All right. So you come with us, you'll drive.
I'll ride with Crowder.
Me, you, and Jim Barry.
Yeah, Crowder doesn't stop to pee. You have to pee in a bottle.
No. Gatorade bottle.
Gatorade bottle, Mike.
Empty Gatorade bottle. That's right.
See? Efficiency.
Yep. Keep it moving. Stop for gas, and that's barely.
Who's in that media room with you, Cugno? Anybody we know?
My photographer, Bruno, is here. Will Manso was walking around a little while ago. Let's see who else I can see from here.
He had a tough travel day to get to Edmonton, I saw on social media.
Boy, did he. Man, he was stuck in Toronto for like 5 hours, like outside the airport.
He landed at the airport. It was like 2 a.m. And then his flight wasn't leaving till 7 a.m. to Edmonton. But everything in the airport was closed. So he just had
I think the airport itself was closed. They like kicked him out.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, you have to leave.
Who else is there? Anybody we know?
I don't see anyone right now. It's a lot of Canadian media.
Ask everybody, just yell out like you're a rapper. Everybody make some noise.
I'm hanging up. I'm not doing that anymore. This is the last one.
What time is it? Game time.
When I say hey, you say ha. Hey. Hey.
Love you.
Why do I get so delighted by that? See you, Cuno. We love you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.